Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. We are so grateful that we are able to come together once again here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we thank God that we know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. Today is Tuesday, the 11th day of August, 2020, and we're just thanking God for the time that we have to be here. This is an awesome day to be alive. God has been good to us. He's just doing great and wonderful things. It's marvelous in our eyes, and we're just giving him praise, honor, and glory because of who he is and what he is doing in this time and dispensation. So as we have come together this morning, what I'm going to do is find out who is here this morning before we get started, who's already online.
Oh, we got a problem with this. I must have sat on the phone.
Anybody out there? Can you give your name? Can you give your name this morning?
Yeah, we can.
Good morning, Sister Linda.
Good morning. Okay, Apostle Horst, we get to your voice. God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Amen.
Good morning, Mary Kendall.
Mary Kendall, get to your voice. God bless you.
Good morning, Alice Marie.
All right, I was
morning,
Alice. Listen to your voice. That...
Good morning,
Sister Helen. Okay, Sister Helen, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Sister Jeannie, listening. God bless.
Oh, Sister Jeannie, good to hear your voice. God bless you. All right. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask our Sister Helen if you would lead us off in prayer this morning, and then we'll go from there. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, my Father. Good morning, my Jesus. Good morning, Holy God. We come to you this morning to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for waking up us this morning, for us our way to do everything we have to do. Thank you, God, for everybody on the live way. We are wake up so early this morning, come to you. Please, can you hear our voice, our cry? Everything we ask you this morning, please, write for us. Forgive us as a sins. Forgive everything we do wrong. But hear us cry. Thank you so much for that blessing. It's a blessing so many people in the hospital, so many people right now in the bed. They can turn, they can do nothing, but you give us strength and power in the Holy Ghost to turn us a way to do, to pray this morning, to call the name of God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost in the heavens. We thank God for that blessing. This is a blessing. Thank you so much. This is a live prayer. You put us together, brother and sister, together to pray your name, to give you glory, to manifest your name. This is a powerful. And plus, you make us together. We love each other. We thank God for that blessing. It's a blessing. And I thank God for everyone coming on that line. Sometimes we got new people coming. This is a love. This is the understanding. And I thank God so much again for that last week. When you hear the testimony, when you hear people talk, how God good is a blessing. We thank God for that blessing. We give you God glory. This morning, we bring everybody on this earth to that loved way. The police department, the hospital, the everyone, the people on the street, the school, the teacher, the ambulance, the fire department. We bring all of them to God. We don't know the name, but since we bring it, God only knows the name. God only knows where they live. God knows their address. God knows everything about them. But we bring it to God this morning. All those people drive the truck, big truck, delivery. Every one of them, we bring it to God this morning. Every private car, private jet, everyone this morning, we bring it again to God because God is a good God. He hear everybody. He see everything. We bring it this morning. We thank God so much for that blessing, power, loving, and understanding. I bring everybody on my neighborhood, all those children on the neighborhood, all those children on my school, everyone in the age. Everybody in every country, every city, every state, every language, we bring in this morning to God because God hears us. We God understands us because He sits on the throne. He sees everything. Right now, God, we bring every pastor in this earth, every wife pastor, every mother, every pastorist. We bring all of them to God this morning to tell God, thank you, because you put us together to pray, to give glory, to manifest in the name. Oh, hallelujah. This is the best and the best and the best. Oh, this is the loving, loving name. Oh, nobody else can be like him. That's why we love God for that blessing. We bring it to them. Everyone don't know God. When they see us, we don't have to tell them we are the Christians because we got the light from us to tell when they see something for this room. They say, oh, I see something from that sister. He's different. I see something from their brother. He's different. Because when they say that, we don't take over. We give you God glory because God put something on us. Make them know God, because some many people don't know God. Many people too in church, they don't know God. God don't know them because they are too. They will too. They pray too. They sing in too. But they're not there because the demon is evil. The demon is sick. He tried to take over, but he can't do it because we got it. God is our strength. We thank God so much for the blessing. Thank you again because you wake up us this morning. You give us blood. You make the blood walking in their body. The water walking. Oh, hallelujah. The hand, the feet, the everything in that body walking. This is the powerful. This is the loving from God. We thank you so much. We bless you. We give you glory. Please, Father, keep putting us on that line. Keep making love from that line. Don't make us, we're not perfect. I'm telling God this morning, we're not perfect. We are the best on that right way. We're not perfect and we can't be perfect, but we're the best. Because I watch and I see and I listen and I hear. Oh my God, I thank God for that blessing. And I ask God to keep bless you, to keep us together. One day, when everything's finished, sickness go away, we can be together. I pray all these things. I want all of us to be together, to meet each other, to talk, to eat, to enjoy us life. This is the thing for me. I always pray God for that because I see we should be together one day. And I know God's going to open the way for us. Thank you, Jesus, for that blessing. Thank you for that love. And I ask God to always bless Sister Dami. I ask God that because she's very Nice. We not go by size. We don't go by size. We go by what the people do good, and we go by what the people do wrong. This is a good thing she done in her life to call together. Life way for everybody call, everybody pray, everybody testimony, everybody relax their soul, and everybody got something. We need people to talk. And I thank God for that blessing. And bless Pastor Blessy with the wife, with the church, whatever you know he done, bless it. And bless everyone in that place. God, we thank you, we bless you. We give you glory. I'm not perfect, I pray. But I pray because God says so. And I believe in God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my sister. We thank you for that prayer this morning. I want to know if our sister Mary Ford is available to pray this morning. Mary Ford.
Yes.
Okay, if you'll go ahead and pray, that'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God this morning. Good morning, Lord God. Good morning, Lord God. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We welcome you this morning in our lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, oh Lord God. God, you are so good to us to just keep us through the night while we were so silent and unconscious, oh Lord God, and gave us a good night rest, oh God. So God, for that we thank you and we glorify your name, Lord God. We thank you and we bless you, Lord God. God, and you kept us, oh Lord God, and to come together, Lord God, as one, oh God, this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every one of the prayer warriors that's on the prayer line this morning. God, we thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for this union. Thank you for joining us together, Lord God, in the power of agreement, Lord God. God, we give you glory, Lord God, and as we go about this day, Lord God, we just pray and ask you for your blessings, oh Lord God, those blessings that's unknown, Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for doing great work, oh Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we pray, oh Lord God, for those, we're praying, Lord God, for those ones that are in such a need for prayer this morning, Lord God. We're all in the need of prayer, Lord God. But there are ones that are among us, oh, Lord God, the sick, Lord God, the weak, Lord God, the ones that are shut in, Lord God. So, God, we are lifting them up this morning to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to meet their needs, oh, Lord God. Give them a calmness in their spirit, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. God, we pray for the healing of their bodies, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God, that you can meet the needs, oh, Lord God, for them, Lord God, as they maybe sit or lay, Lord God, in their spaces, oh, God. God, meet their needs, oh, God. God, send forth a laborer, Lord God, laborers, oh, Lord God, that will come, Lord God, and minister your love to them, Lord God. Minister the care and the compassion, oh, Lord God, and do things with great love, Lord God, to comfort them and help them through along the way, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for great labels, oh, Lord God, that are here and there and to and fro, Lord God, that are ministering your love, Lord God, throughout this nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. God, we thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that the harvest, oh, Lord God, is big and therefore you need your labors of love, oh Lord God, through and about, Lord God. So God, we thank you for them this morning in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, as they go, Lord God, ministering, healing, Lord God, and touching the lost, oh Lord God, meeting the lost, oh Lord God, those who don't know you, Lord God, those that are living, Lord God, a reckless life, Lord God, and destructive life, oh God, and those, the Lord God, that just maybe just don't even care about a salvation, Father God. So, God, we pray, Lord God, over them right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. The souls will be reached, Lord God, everywhere, Lord God. This day, Lord God, this is a special day, Lord God, that you have given us, oh God, that you, only you knew about, Lord God. So, God, we pray, Lord God, that they have another chance, oh Lord God, for salvation, Lord God, to reach you, Lord God, to know you, Lord God, to know that there is comfort, that know that just things just not always good and fall into their hands, oh Lord God, but to know that there is a Lord Jesus Christ that they can have forever, Father God, and when they accept you as their Lord Jesus Christ and Savior, Lord God. So God, we pray, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for souls to be saved this day, Lord God. Let us, oh Lord God, go out this day, Lord God, sharing your love, Lord God, touching the heart, Lord God, saying something, Lord God, that will perk the heart of a sinner, Lord God, of an unsaved soul, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they may know this great and wonderful God that we know, that they may be able to share in this the glory, the glories of knowing who you are, Lord God. That they may be able to share in the wonders, oh Lord God, of who you are, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord God, we call for salvation, Lord God, for those among us, among our even listeners, either among our families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, our brothers, our sisters, oh God, nieces, Lord God, nephew, Lord God, distant cousins, oh Lord God. God, we pray, we lift them up before you right now in the name of Jesus. They're on our heart, Lord God, as we pray for them daily, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for they are coming, Lord God, in the kingdom of God. They will not miss out, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. They will not miss out, Father God, from knowing the great love that you have for them, Lord God, and that love is eternal life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you, oh Lord God, are a deliverer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being the great deliverer, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for delivering those that are in need that have bad habits, oh Lord God. Those that need to walk in salvation every day, Lord God. We said salvation is for souls to be saved, but salvation, Lord God, is a deliverer, oh Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for as we walk in salvation every day, knowing, Lord God, that we are even being delivered, Lord God, delivered from bad habits, oh Lord God, delivered from destruction of things that may cause us harm, Lord God, the things that we constantly say, Lord God, that is not like you, Lord God, but expect a growth, oh Lord, to grow, Lord God, in the things of you, Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, and know, Lord God, that you are a great deliverer, Lord God. You are a great deliverer, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just delivering those, oh God, that is among us, oh Lord God, who have bad habits of drugs, oh Lord God, some addiction, oh Lord God. God, you deliver them right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for deliverance right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. And God, we give you glory this morning. We uplift you, Lord God, on high, Lord God. Knowing, Lord God, that you're a way maker, Lord God, for us, oh Lord God. You're a help, oh Lord God, helper to us, oh Lord God. When we cry out, Lord God, we cry out for the things that we need, Lord God, things that we don't understand, Lord God, things that, Lord God, that we may get weak in, Lord God, and our faith may be a little shaken, Lord God. But, Lord God, we can know, Lord God, that you're on the throne, Lord God. That you sit high, Lord God, and you look slow, Lord God, and you're omnipotent, and you're everywhere, Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being our helper this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for meeting our needs, oh Lord God. God, you've never left us out in your promises, oh Lord God. When that you promised us the abundance and of life, Lord God, when you gave us eternal life, Lord God, you gave us everything that is bobbed in it, oh Lord God. You said that, Lord God, you'll make us you'll make us strong, Lord God, when we are weak, Lord God. You'll meet our needs, oh Lord God. You said, Lord God, you'll hear our cries when we cry, Lord God. And God, you said most of all, you'll hear our prayers when we pray, Lord God. No word is going undone, Lord God. Well, there's a process we have to go through, Lord God, to get to where we're going or to have what we need, oh Lord God. God, you're with us through it all, Father God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, oh Lord God, for the process that you take us to get us through, to get what we need and need to have, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, we lift you up this morning, Lord God. We give you glory, Lord God. We call on your name and say you're mighty, Lord God. And, God, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We have a praise in our heart, Lord God, for you, Lord God. For, Lord God, you are our provider. You are the one that just kept us, oh, Lord God. And, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We bless your name, Lord God. We thank you for great and mighty things, oh, Lord God. Even you will do this day, Lord God. We bless your name and give you glory, Father God. God, we thank you. We bless your name this morning. We adore you, Lord God. We say, you, Lord God, you're wonderful, Lord. Oh, you are a wonderful God. Thank you, Lord God. You do great things, things so great and things so mighty, Lord God. And this day, Lord God, we give you glory. We give you praise. We adore you, Lord God. We thank you for waking us up. Thank you how you're just going to carry us through this day, Lord God. We thank you, God. We give you glory, Lord God. And God, we pray, Lord God, over things that is going unjust, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that divine order, Lord God, be sent, oh Lord God, to the voting polls, oh Lord God, so that the things will go straight and in order, Lord God. We pray for fair justice, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for even working there, Lord God, today in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, we don't forget our leaders, oh Lord God. We lift them up before you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will order their steps, oh Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you give them a heart, Lord God, to do well and to do right, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you'll let them stand still and sit and hear your voice, oh Lord God. Hear from you, Lord God, and put a compassion in their hearts, oh Lord God, that they may do what is right, what is fair, Lord God. They may do the will of God, Lord God, for this, even this nation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, we lift up our leaders this morning in the name of Jesus. We lift them up before you, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. In Jesus' name, oh Lord God, we pray for the favor of God, Lord God, to enter into men's heart, Lord God, that they may do what is good, what is just, what is fair, what is right, Lord God, before you, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, this morning, too, Lord God, to bless our pastors, Lord God, our great leaders, oh Lord God. Our prophets, so Lord God, our evangelists, those ones that are teaching, Lord God. Oh God, as they walk daily, Lord God, seeking your face, oh God, praying and for this nation, Lord God. Lord God, being built up, Lord God, and a Holy Spirit, Lord God. God, we ask that you cover them, Lord God. Bless them in a special way, Lord God. Keep your loving arms around them, Lord God. Even though when they get weary, Lord God, build them up, Lord God. Build them up, Lord God. Build them up in their most high, in the most high faith, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Let them keep the love flowing and their compassion, Lord God, for others, oh Lord God, and their desire, Lord God. dependent in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we thank you, Lord God, for great insights, Lord God, that you send to them, our pastors and our leaders, oh Lord God, prophetess, oh Lord God, evangelists, oh Lord God, we thank you for the insight that you continue to send to them daily, Lord God, that they may continue doing the work of the Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that there is a great reward, Lord God, that the rewards that they see daily, Lord God, as people getting saved, Lord God, hearing the prayers, oh Lord God, of the righteous, oh God. So God, we thank you, Father God. We bless your name, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to go with us throughout this day, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and we just give you the glory. We praise your name. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God once again, Sister Mary, for the prayer. Sister Helen, we thank you for the prayer this morning as we have gotten started on this Tuesday. This is a beautiful time to be together and to listen to the voices of the people of God as we call unto the Father, as we look to see change. Change comes with prayer. Right now, what I'm going to do is go ahead and get into the Word of God, and then we'll see what time we have left and what we will be doing. Everybody, in fact, before we get to the end of the hour, get your voices together, because we are going to praise the Lord together. That is so awesome that we can do that, and we know that God is glad when he hears our voices as we praise him. You know, he is the one and only wise God. He's the one who we can depend on. So we thank the Lord for that. So this morning, as we get into the word, the scripture of the week, or the verse that we had this week, was in the 1 Chronicles chapter 23. And I'm going to read verses 29, 30, and 31. I'm going to start with verse 29. It says, for the showbread and for the fine flour for meat offering and for the unleavened cakes and for that which is baked in the pan and for that which is fried and for all manner of measure and size. And verse 30 says, and to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord and likewise at even. Verse 31 says, and to offer all burnt sacrifices unto the Lord in the Sabbaths, in the new moons, and on the set feast by number, according to the order commanded unto them continually before the Lord. And basically this chapter is where David was putting in place, he was giving charge to the people concerning the building of the temple. And in this and the following chapters, he settles the method of the temple service and puts in order the offices and officers of it. David was a prophet as well as a prince by divine warrant and direction. So he set in order the things that were not in place. And in this particular verse, he described the work of the singers. In verse number 30, he's describing the work of the singers. And the work of the singers was to thank and praise the Lord at the offering of the morning and evening sacrifices and at other oblations on the Sabbath and the new moons. We also think about Moses. When he was around, he appointed that the singers should blow the trumpet, blow with trumpets over the burnt sacrifices and other sacrifices on their solemn days. And so we see in the book of Numbers chapter 10 and verse 10, it says, also in the day of your gladness and in your solemn days and in the beginnings of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. And so we are remembering our God as we praise him, as these things were put in place at that particular time. And so in this day and age, if we get up every morning, as I say sometimes, that we should get up in the morning before you get started in your day, you can do your dance, you can do your praise unto the Lord. And while you're praising the Lord, Things are happening in the atmosphere. The Lord is in the midst of your praise. You don't have to wait until you get to a church. You don't have to wait until you get with other people. You don't have to wait until you get here on the prayer line. But if you just get up in the morning and just give God praise and give him honor and think about the things that he has done, or just believe for the things that he has not done, we know that he inhabited the praises of Israel, and we'll get to that verse. I'll read that later in a few minutes here, but we want to continue to have it in our hearts that we want to praise him and thank him for all that he is. He's a mighty God. He's everywhere. He's wherever you are. I'm in the city of Atlanta. Somebody's in Jacksonville, Florida. There are those who are up in New Jersey. There are those who are in other parts of Florida. You could be somewhere else in the Atlanta, Georgia area, or just in Georgia somewhere south of here or where I live. You could be in California, Texas, wherever you are, God is right there. And you can lift your voices up to the King and just let him know that you appreciate him. When we praise the Lord, you know, we know that he hears those praises. You know, many times we come and we pray and we're asking God for things. And that's good. He wants us to do that. He wants us to ask him, and we shall receive, and we will seek, and we shall find. We will knock, and the door shall be open. But at the same time, he wants to hear us praise him. He wants us to honor him with our praises. In the book of Psalms, chapter 150, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Number two says, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Oh, my God, just to pause right there to know that he is a great God. He's a powerful God. He's a beautiful God. Just to understand just how big and powerful he is and how mighty he is and how even at the beginning of this earth, even before this earth was in place, God was there. And he just spoke. It was a mighty thing that he was just spoke and things came into existence. And this is the thing that we have to keep in mind, that God is all-powerful. In the midst of all the things that are going on around the world today, God is still in control. There are times, as we saw down through time, as we read the Word of God and we see how things happen, there were wars and there were different things that happened during the course of the children of Israel and all the people that were there. There were different things that happened that caused the people to have to turn back to God. I mean, there's a time when we see things happening that there is no other way that we can get a solution except to turn back to God. And so we want to continue to just realize that he is the excellent God of the universe. He spoke and the world came into existence. He put the stars and the moon in place, and he let the water and the land come to a certain point where they overrun each other, to know that he was able to do all that. He put the mountains in place and the seas in place just to see just how excellent he is, and how he even, after he did all the things of putting the universe into place, he stooped down and formed man in his very own image, and he blew into man the breath of life. My God, just to think just how excellent he is, and to put our bodies together. The other day I was outside, I was doing my jog, and I was thinking about how we were put together. I mean, how God just put our bodies together that we're able to function. We walk, we can run, we can think, we can see, we can just feel things with our hands. I mean, who could do something like that? The fingernails that protect the tips of our fingers and our toenails and cover the toes there and keep us from hurting ourselves. I mean, just to know that God put these bones and everything in our bodies, the arteries for our blood, all of these things just so minute, put together by a God of excellence. So we want to praise him just to think about how great he was to do that, and all the trees that are out there in the wilderness and in the forest, and all the birds and the animals that he put in place. It's just so phenomenal. You stop and think of his greatness. And so here in verse number 3, we're in Psalms chapter 150. It says, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Verse 4 says, praise him with the tune and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. symbols. And then verse 6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I can just imagine the animals out there praising the Lord in their own way. You know, they have to get their food, and God provides food. He provides the water. They can go down to the rivers and get a drink of water. The birds, they get up there and they're flying through the air. Many times in the morning, you can hear the birds singing, you know, when you get out early. I mean, they're singing a song, and it's just unbelievable. They're praising the Lord. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. And so each and every one of us should have that in our hearts, that we want to praise the Lord. We want to just lift him up, you know, sing a song unto the Lord, just speak unto the Lord, and enumerate the things that you know that God has done, and believe that God is doing great things for your future. Our future is held by our Father God. And so we just want to praise him each and every day. When you feel like the world seems to be caving in on you, or things are at a place where they seem to be overwhelming you, if you just lift your voice and praise the Lord instead of complaining, instead of feeling downtrodden, just praise his name. Your body, your whole spirit will feel better when you praise the Lord. And I remember Saul, when he was having a crazy thing, he had a vexed spirit. He called David to come play the harp and help his vexed spirit. And so sometimes you can just get some music and put some music on to help you to praise the Lord. And so we're just thanking God today. He has given us this word. There's so many different scriptures in the Bible that tell us to praise the Lord. And one of my favorite scriptures on praise is in the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 22, verse number 3. And it says, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. And that's why I know that because he inhabited the praises of Israel, he inhabits our praise. And so we often just think about that and think that, you know, we just lift our voices to the King. There have been times when things have just been a little bit overwhelming or trying to overwhelm me. I remember when I was in the Jacksonville area, and I got it was my water bill, and my water bill was just so high. It was like, what? Why is this bill so high? And then I realized that there was a water leak on the toilet. And so I got the bill in the daytime, and when I got to church that evening, I was just shouting and dancing and praising the Lord and just thanking him for his blessings and what he was about to do. And not too long after that, I was able to negotiate and get the bill down where it was reasonable. So, you know, when you just praise God in advance, you don't have to wait until you see the manifestation of what you're believing God to do for you in your life. But if you just praise him in advance, praise him and thank him for what you believe him to do. I mean, that is important to me. You know, praise him in advance and thank him for what he is about to do in your life. And you will see God do some great and awesome things. And even after you get the whatever you have prayed for, you can praise him again. Just keep on praising the Lord. Praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My God, my God. We just thank God for that today, because he is such a wonderful and such a good God. And we are thanking God today for knowing that we can praise him. We thank God today that we can lift our voices. There are those who may not be able to praise the Lord because they may not be able to speak at all. So we're grateful that the Lord has given us a mouth to praise him. And in the book of Psalms chapter 34 says, I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. My Jesus, my Jesus. And so, you know, there are times when we can come together and praise the Lord together. But, you know, we have to always remember that wherever we are, we can praise the Lord. Whatever we're doing, you know, there are times you just need to just speak out and praise the Lord. My mother, you know, she was a praiser. She was a prayer warrior. She was an intercessor. My Lord, and I thank God for that. You know, so we can just thank God for the things he has allowed to happen in our lives and keep on moving on up in the Lord as we praise him and give him the honor. There's a song that I like. I'm not sure if I can really sing it today, but I'm going to try right now. And here we go. It says, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, people of promise, take your place. Tell of his mercy and his grace. Lift up your voice to the sky. All of God's children testify. We need to praise the Lord. Everybody, praise the Lord. Come on now, let's praise the Lord. That is just so wonderful that we can all come together. And we're going to open the lines right now so we can all come together and begin to praise the Lord. Just, you know, let it rip for the Lord. Let your praises rip through the
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God.
Thank
we just Lord. Bless
you. Praise
you, Lord.
Oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, God, for moving by your spirit, by your power, God, we praise
hallelujah.
You, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. The name, the honor, the glory, the Thank you, Lord.
No way, oh God, you
come to The fruits of our lips, O Lord God, we bow down
before you, O Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We love Christ, the Lord, O Lord God. Our supreme King, O Lord God. So we reverence your name, God. We thank you, God. In the name, hallelujah, of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Able sheet and a cayo seal, we are sorrow, God. For every seal and a cayo seal, all the deliverance, able sheet and a cayo, able son and a foyer seat, of a cayo seat, able core, son and a cayo seat, Antana San of the Avia Saga. You're the God that swore by yourself, Avia Saga. So we give you praise, the honor, the glory. Able sheet and a foyer seat, and a cayo seat. Hallelujah, my cayo seat, able sheet. Hallelujah, holy Saga. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Able to rest on the Achaeus. Able seat and Achaeus. Hallelujah. That name that's above every name of Achaeus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Your holiness, O Lord. Hallelujah, God. We sing yes all day, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. We magnify your name, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. There's none greater. There's none greater, Lord God. Hallelujah. There's none greater than thee, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Our great are thee, hallelujah, God. Our great you are, Lord God. What a wonderful God you are, Lord God. So we praise you, Lord God, in this hour, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the strength, the honor, the glory, the power, Lord God, that belong to you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for every remembrance able seat that I
got.
In the name of Jesus, above everything, God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord God. So we bring you the sacrifice, O Lord God, of praise, Abel, Shah. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for the praises this morning, and we realize that it's done. Hallelujah. It's done. Yes, it's done. Yes, it's done this morning. We thank God that everything that we need is already done in the spirit of the Lord God Almighty. God has just been so good to us today, so we know that it's done by precious blood of Jesus. Every battle is won. So we just thank him this morning for what he has done in this particular hour. It's just marvelous in our eyes that God is so good and he is so merciful. So as we are coming to the top of the hour, we thank the Lord for everyone who came out today. The newcomers, we appreciate you being here. The ones who have been here for a while, we appreciate you being here and what you contribute to this hour of power of Jesus Christ. We are thanking God today because we are victorious through Christ. I decree that we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives and that we're redeemed from the curse of the law. I decree that showers of blessings are upon our lives daily, and we decree that we can pull down those strongholds, and souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. So every one of us, we just go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I do appreciate all the finances that have been sent, all the love offerings, the gifts for the ministry, the financial gifts, the gifts of your time, your talent, and your tenth. We don't take it lightly that you come and share what God is doing here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We pray that you have a beautiful day. You come back tomorrow. Let somebody know what we're doing. Invite them to join us Monday through Friday here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We will continue to see the work of the Father. We will continue to give our testimonies and praise reports and share the good news of the gospel every time we get a chance. So I love each and every one of you. Go in peace and be whole. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.